7 Japan, hold.
I'll inform the Department of Transportation. You're up and about. This is N0TR.
You're breaking up. I must be in the mountains.
You lie a lot, Bob. How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing pretty doggone good, to tell you the truth. I am working on the pool, so we'll just leave it at that.
Did Maxi facial surgery come out?
Nope.
Maxi facial surgery, I was hoping maybe they'd improve your looks in case you see a reflection from the swimming pool.
That had no positive effect whatsoever.
Well, there you've shot a lot of money for nothing. good morning, Bob. I'm just sitting here kicking things off the computer and getting ready to have some cereal for breakfast, going light today. What's your plan?
I'll be cooking up a couple of pots of chili, two different varieties, actually, just because I'm in the mood to cook chili.
Guys, it's hot, and you don't eat chili in hot weather.
I barbecued myself out with ribs, pulled pork, brisket, beef ribs the other day, and beef and steaks and hamburgers, so I just was roaming through the store this morning and decided chili sounded good.
Good anytime. We stopped at a QT the other day for a hot dog, which we haven't in a long time since this COVID stuff, and man, their buns were lousy, and usually QT's got really excellent hot dogs, and the rest of it was good, but the dogs weren't. The only reason we stopped was that Kamala got in the way of us going to FedEx that day. She was flying out, and they had all the roads blocked off, so we decided just to have a hot dog for lunch.
Somebody would have accidentally, on purpose, ran her over while she was around, but I did get my wish. So you got to get rid of her first. That's the whole plan. You got to get rid of her, and then you get rid of the other one, and probably not going to end up with anything much better anyway, but I don't think you could get any worse than what we got right now, those two idiots.
All I can say is amen to that. Well, you don't want anything to happen to her, because I think that puts Pelosi in line for something better, and then we'd all be in trouble. Oh, shoot. Well, what are you doing to the swimming pool today?
New pump last year, and it really was smaller. I bought a whole new filter last year with a pump and everything, and the pump that came with this filter was really small. I they said it was for the size of pool that I have, and it's supposed to be a new modern pump, smaller, quieter, still put out the same amount of water, but I don't believe it did. So I had another pump that I had previous from the old filter, which was much bigger, so I'm converting it over to the bigger pump.
A good idea. My neighbor had trouble with water spiders getting into his here last week, and I told him to get some Bifenthrin, and that would take care of that, and it did, but I never thought about spiders getting around chlorinated water.
What did he use to get rid of the water spiders?
Well, it's the same stuff that Amy's got all the licenses, the daughter, because they own Lawn Doctor of Greer. And he had dogs out there that had the whole yard covered with fleas there year before last. And so I asked Amy, and she says, get Bifenthrin. It's called Talstar a lot of times if you go down to the pest control place. And I imagine you can get it most anywhere, Bob. Talstar. But the ingredients in it is Bifenthrin. And that was the end of his flea problem. I mean, they were terrible. He couldn't walk out to the garden without getting them all over him. And the same goes for spiders. It'll kill them deader than a doornail. I sprayed it on the yard the other day. You can spray it in the house. You can spray it on the yard. It only takes 1 ounce per gallon. I sprayed it on the yard, and the last few days, these little worms are about a half inch diameter, I guess. They look like a grub worm, but they're not a big old white grub worm. There'll be 400 or 500 of them on the driveway every morning. I have to go out and blow them off to keep from running over them with the car. So if you get you some Talstar or Bifenthrin, that's the end of your spider problem. You even spray it around your house, and it'll kill termites even.
For sure. Talstar, that's interesting. I'll look that up when I get back on the computer then. So, well, I'm just making my left onto Page Road. I'll be home in a couple minutes. What are you guys up to doing today?
Bob, you can get that from Do It Yourself. I don't know. What is it? Pest Control, Do It Yourself, Pest Control. And Amy says that's a good place to get it. Also, Amazon had it. I just ordered a quart of it the other day, and it'll last for 2 or 3 years usually. Because, like I said, it only uses 1 ounce. So either place has got it if you don't want to go to town and get it. But I'll try to zip you a picture of it, and that'll make it easier for you, because I know you hooked on phonics.
Yeah, send me pictures are always better, and a name tag for me, too. No, I'll probably go to Amazon. That is my go-to place, first off, because I've got the Prime, and I get free shipping, and as much stuff as we order at Amazon, I keep telling them they ought to just put a hub out in front of our house. Because there ain't a day that goes by that Amazon's not coming by our house. If I'm not ordering something, my wife is, or my daughter is. My daughter has all her stuff shipped to our house because she lives in an apartment, and she packages appear and disappear. So she has everything shipped to our house. So between the three of us ordering, Amazon's at our house almost every day.
Like us, finally, I bought a $14 sign. I had a sign out there that tells them to leave it in the carport. And you know how our house is. It's probably 15 steps out of their way from the front porch. Much easier just to walk down the driveway and leave it in the carport on the table there. So I bought a sign from Amazon, and it's really nice. It says FedEx, Amazon, all the, USPS, leave packages. And it's got an arrow over that way. But if it comes FedEx Express, which once in a while something will be sent that way, even from Amazon, those idiots will stop out where it's dangerous, out on the road, run across the yard and throw it on the front porch anyways, where it's more likely to be stolen. We don't have any problem with that, but it could be. Or the wind, if it's a small package, could blow it away. We'd never know it. We don't go out the front door. We use the servant's door.
Get me started on these delivery people, especially the U.S. Postal Service. They're the biggest bunch of idiots I've ever seen. But I'm in the backyard here. I want to get this pipe changed around here. So I'll catch up with you later on, ND7J.
Good to hear you, Mom. Have a nice day and a safe day. And I'll zip you that picture in just a second. It's in 0TR.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I'll look for that. That's something I'm probably going to order, without a doubt. Have a good one. ND7J clear. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
I was just sending Bob a picture of this Talstar. Bug repellent stuff. Works really great. Anyways, we'll have to eat here pretty quick, too. And we'll try to send this text while I'm talking to you in 0TR.
N4ZLK.
Oh, good morning, and good morning, Tom, and hello, and bye, Bob. Now, I'm on my way down to the county office building. I got to go pay taxes. Ugh, what a gruesome thing to think about. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, Tom, and Bob, if you're listening, don't forget, some of those delivery people are listening to your conversation.
You know how it is, Jane. You know, that stuff goes downhill. Sometimes you're down there in the gutter. Good morning. Go ahead, Rusty.
Shane, you must be having it easy already today since you're on the radio instead of behind the wheel of a truck this morning.
I just listen more than I talk, and I have to change gears a lot. So, but I understand about those delivery people. They can be aggravating where they leave stuff.
They've done a fine job here for the last few months. And the UPS guys are very courteous. The FedEx guys are courteous. They leave stuff, you know, where it's supposed to be left. And, I got no complaints. Just when the FedEx guy told me, he says, well, that must be the express guy because it's just dangerous. He backs in, which is very easy to do, and so does UPS. And then they can go either way when they go out the driveway, and it's just a few footsteps away. So we're very satisfied with them. They're usually really, really great people.
But usually with the FedEx home delivery guys, I've got one over my way, or two of them over here. One does a fair job. He backed into the yard the other day when he delivered a package to me, and they got himself out of the road, got the package to my house. I had one FedEx guy. He left a package somewhere, and we still do not know where that package is. And neither does FedEx. So, you know, at least the people I had ordered it from replaced it with no charge to me since it was lost. And the ones that really bug me are the ones that deliver for Amazon, their delivery group. Some of them don't have a clue as to where to go sometimes. Most of them are pretty good, but there's one or two that service this area over here where I live that deliver for Amazon. Well, let's put it this way. They couldn't find their tiny ends with a flashlight if they were standing in the bright sun, so let it go with that. Anyway, go ahead, Shane.
Some of them are pretty good. Most of the guys and gals that we have are pretty good and decent people. They enjoy their customers. We get a few cranky ones here and there. But anyway, and Tom, also, I've used that Talstar, and I got it years ago from do-it-yourself pest control. That's some good stuff. I really like it. I use it inside and out. So in case Bob wants to know, there's another testimonial. N4ZLK.
ZLK and 0TR. Yes, it's really great stuff. You can spray it out on your yard. Boy, Tim, he, my neighbor, he had fleas like you wouldn't believe. I mean, he couldn't walk out in the backyard. And he had some Labrador retrievers there. He sprayed it in the doghouse and outside the doghouse. And within a couple of days, no more problems. So he tends to believe me anymore. Amy tells him how to do his lawn, too. But, you know, she owned Lawn Doctor Veer for several years. And so she's got all the licenses, and she knows right from wrong. And our yard was like a desert when we moved here. And now it's like walking on carpet out there. Except the type of grass, really. Fescue. It doesn't like heat, so it'll get a little strange here this week, probably. But anyways, guys, I gotta eat my breakfast and then go get some rocks. I know, Rusty, I got rocks in my head. So I'll turn it over to you, and I didn't leave myself wide open there. W2T and 0TR is clear.
Okay, well, first, before you go, what was that picture you were sending to Bob about something?
It was the same thing Shane and I was talking about, Talstar. It's, you can use it for a multitude of things, and it only takes 1 ounce per gallon in your sprayer. And you can get it, do it yourself, or probably most any place else. The ingredients just bite thin from Rusty.
Okay, how about sending me a picture? That's the same picture you sent to Bob so I can look at, because I need something to treat my yard. I think I've got fleas and all out there, and I think Pixel is picking them up and bringing them in, so I need that. Anyway, go eat your breakfast. We'll talk to you later. W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Shane.
Okay, no problem. And 0TR clear.
Have a good day. Good to hear you. N4ZLK. Rusty, that's some good stuff. I use it. I spray it in the house. I just go around the edges of the walls, the outside walls, and I go around the outside of the house, spray a pretty good coat, you know, a pretty wide barrier around the walls on the outside. I've used it under the house, too. And it saves having to pay a service to come by.
Buddy in the business, so in the pest control business. I work with both of the two biggest companies in the United States, so at one time or other. And you know, it's I can understand that stuff. And it, when you, of course, when you've got the stuff, you know, where you work with it, you get access to it a little more. And, but I hadn't found anything that really takes care of the job. But if that stuff will do it, that's what I'm looking for. And are you making local deliveries today, Shane, or are you just shuttling back and forth between terminals?
Running a local route. I deliver around Donaldson Center and then Easley and sometimes Pickens and Berea, and then I just make pickups kind of in the same area. I've been doing this daytime now for a little over a year again. The coax was bad. I replaced it yesterday and seems to be working better, but I do listen all the time.
A lot of that because I'm in a bad area over here. It's not your problem. It's my area where I am over here. Spartanburg's got some little dips that are a pain in the rear when it comes to the radio. So anyway, well, sounds good. At least you're not making that over the road trip every night back and forth like you were doing before. So I guess that's good. That means most nights you're at home, right?
Local and daytime. Night work is easier, but other than sleeping, I don't sleep as well. I wouldn't mind going back and forth in the daytime. They just don't have this kind of route during the day, so I have to do the deliveries in the daytime.
You're driving a big rig to make the deliveries. You're delivering to big old to companies and things, aren't you?
It's pretty much the same businesses every day. It's between 4 to 6 stops, delivery stops. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it takes me to about 1:30 to get them all done just because how many packages there are and they're kind of spread out. So I still do a lot of driving.
That guy just all of a sudden stopped in front of me with no turn signal to make a turn. And I dropped in another one of these black holes over here around the edge of Spartanburg. Well, Shane, I'm going to let you go and let you pay attention, and because I'm going to be getting into downtown Spartanburg here in a minute, and I need to negotiate through the downtown traffic. You take it easy. Have a good day. N4ZLK, W2T, 73s for now.
Good timing. I'm pulling up my first delivery. Have a good day. N4ZLK.